I'm a Christian. Christianity is the truth. God speaks to me. God in Christianity is real God. The God in Islam isn't real. There isn't a last prophet. Your prophet can't be God sent. Jesus Christ is the truth. Anyone can feel the Spirit near. Your body burns when the Spirit appears. God speaks to you and you know it. Your hands become ice cold. Then you begin to hear God.
When He, Paraclete, comes. Then two verses contradict each other again. This determines His limitations. The one who is limited and awaits orders can't be God. What do you do? Work? Study?
I am a student at Istanbul Technical University.
So what is your belief?
I am a Christian.
Were you raised as a Christian?
I converted to Christianity. It took a long time to decide. When I was in high school, I had a crush on a girl. Her death directed me to do research. Later, I decided on Christianity. Then I saw and accepted God.
What wasn't in Islam that exists in Christianity?
God in Christianity is the true God. I think God in Islam isn't true. After becoming Christian, I began talking to God. I saw God responding to me. When we have a problem, we talk, then pray. When reading a scripture, a word is mentioned. Later, you realize that this is a divine message. This may appear absurd, but it isn't, because God communicates with His people. But I didn't see this in Islam. Let's say I have a problem one week. This occurs frequently in my life. I pray to God about my problem. Then a solution is revealed on Sunday sermon. You can call it a coincidence, but I see it as God speaking to me.
Do you see that as evidence? For instance, I can also say I see Allah's message to me in Islam. I experience the wafuq as well. I also feel things are not coincidence. It's possible for all of us. Is this sufficient evidence to convert?
Of course, it isn't scientific evidence, but it's a personal proof. I've experienced these, which is one of the reasons why I converted. For me, an experience confirms it. I don't think your prophet is God chosen. I don't think he came from God. The main topic is, Jesus Christ is the truth.
I'll ask you a few questions. I studied the Bible as well. Can you say a single verse where Jesus says, I am God, his own saying?
There isn't any, he directly says. There are numerous references to Christ, that's where you take it from.
When I read the Bible as a true researcher and don't come across a single sentence from Jesus himself, who would then be able to convince me? Because I can see lots of information in the chapters which claims that Jesus Christ was sent as a divine messenger. So then I say, I believe Isa as well. A Muslim must love and accept Jesus in order to be a Muslim. He doesn't say, I am God in any verse. What does he say in the other verses? He only says, I am the prophet of God who has been sent upon you. He refers to himself as a faithful servant. Let's read a few Bible verses. In John 14:30 it says, I will no longer speak much with you, for the prince of this world is coming. Who is the ruler he refers to as the world's prince? The world's prince.
John 14:30 says, I'm not going to talk to you much longer, because the prince of this world is on his way and he has no claim on me.
Who is this world's prince?
He has no authority over me. I love the Father and do exactly what my Father commanded me, so that the entire world knows how much I adore the Father. Come now, let us leave. Here, the ruler.
Who is this world's prince?
He's actually referring to the Holy Spirit.
I checked the translation before. It said the ruler was the devil. The prince of the world is the devil. Do you know what happened later? They changed devil to Holy Spirit in updated version. Then why does it say he is coming if it is the Holy Spirit? Wasn't there a Holy Spirit back then? If he's the devil, then he must warn everyone, because it's someone dangerous coming. What I understand is there's a prophet to come. The prince of the world is pointing towards Muhammad, peace be upon him. He's the final prophet for all of humanity. John 16:8 says, when he arrives, he will demonstrate that the world is wrong about sin, righteousness, and judgment. So what will the world's leader do when he arrives? He will convince the world about being in sin. So he will say, you're doing wrong and you are in sin, and warn us. Again, this can't be the Holy Spirit, because if he warns me at some point, he will have to talk and tell me about it. You said, sometimes I feel the Holy Spirit, sometimes I don't. Then this would neither be a fair nor a reasonable approach. Why? Some would say, he came to me. Another would say, no, it's an illusion. Another one says, he didn't come to me. So he is actually referring to a prophet.
I got what you say. The word, the world prince thing you mentioned. In the next verses, you can see it's the devil.
Why does he refer to devil as the prince? You just said it's the devil and the spirit.
Before this verse, it mentions coming of the Holy Spirit, then the devil. We've reached number 16. It's explained better there. Holy Spirit's persuasion is, it's a personal experience.
If it's personal matter?
It's personal. When the Spirit comes, everyone feels it. Your body burns when the Spirit appears. Maybe you'll call it disease or insanity, but it's true. God speaks to you through the Spirit. Your hands become ice cold, then you begin to hear God.
In John 16:13, but when He, Paraclete, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He won't speak on His own. He'll only say what He hears, and He'll warn you about the future. Then doesn't all this information relate to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, coming? I see him as the final prophet.
You say Paraclete. If we look from here, we can search for a new prophet.
All info is like the characteristics of a prophet. So what do you think? Who is Paraclete?
Holy Spirit is known as Paraclete. Verse states that He will not speak on His own. If I told you that a being exists and He is a part of God, only says what God says, doubt it, right? Think like this.
Verse says He will speak what He hears. Who is He hearing from?
From Father, from the Father character.
But doesn't He have independent power and judgment? How can He be God in this case?
He has a different character and does different things.
You said character. Is that character obtaining permission from the other character?
No, He conveys what comes from Him. Consider a company, work they do is transparent. You choose a representative. You say, He will talk on our behalf, and you give Him a document as proof, right? Think like that.
There's a position of taking commands, because He only says what He hears. He does not speak on His own. If one doesn't speak for himself, it shows his limitations, and someone limited and dependent on orders cannot be God. In Bible, there's another section I want to ask. In Matthew 7:15-20 says, be wary of false prophets. They appear to you like sheep, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. You can identify them by their fruit. Who? The false prophets. Do people pick figs from thistles or grapes from thorn bushes? Similarly, every good tree produces good fruit, while a bad tree produces bad fruit. A good tree is incapable of bearing bad fruit, and a bad tree is incapable of bearing good fruit. Every tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and burned. As a result, you can identify them by their fruit. If the Bible is telling me how to differentiate between a false and a true prophet, what should we understand? That a prophet will appear? Some will be true and some false? Also, if Jesus truly is the final messenger, why is it telling me this method? Providing me a method to choose between right and wrong. Why didn't He say something like, I am the last prophet. Nobody will come after me.
There's no such thing as final prophet. And Jesus Christ is not the last prophet. Prophecy has no end. Prophecy is ongoing. It still exists today. It's possible for everyone. If anyone claims to have a word from God, you will be able to tell them apart using this method. We're not claiming Jesus Christ is the final prophet and everything has come to an end. There's only one complex point. Bible's final section says, from now, nothing will come after it. You might wonder, is He the last prophet? But there's no such thing as the last. It doesn't end.
Then why didn't you consider Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to be a prophet?
It doesn't match.
What?
The message. Foremost, Jesus' sacrifice point is incorrect. You refuse Jesus Christ's self-sacrifice.
John 5:30 says, by myself I can't do anything. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but Him who sent me. If Jesus is God, why can't He do anything on His own? So, once again I see, He is a human, so He can't be God.
Without a doubt, Jesus had a human body. He was a human being with human desires and needs. His saying, I'm not talking with my passions, human passions are inactive in this place, he means the person speaking here is God.
But there is no such thing in the text. That is your interpretation.
Yes, because I'm looking back to what was said before.
In John 8:28-29 says, so Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He and that I do nothing on my own but speak just what the Father has taught me. The one who sent me is with me. He has not left alone. For I always do what pleases Him. Why should Jesus act in such a way that God, the Creator, would be pleased? If He's a part of God, or if He's already God, He doesn't need to please anyone. People must act in a way that pleases God. However, if this is also the case for Him, then He must be a prophet.
I understand, but you're looking from a human perspective. By the way, what it says is logical. However, I will do what pleases Him is natural to say because the Father is shown as reference.
So if He's referring to God, I'd say He's a prophet. He's just doing what He's told. He says, I only do what is requested of me. Say what I've heard. Do everything to please Him. So why don't you believe the prophet Jesus himself?
These are perfectly reasonable questions, but are they accurate? No. I know God and you need to take a look at previous verses to understand.
Even if I look, the result doesn't change here. Acts 3:13, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified His servant, Jesus. The verse says, servant Jesus. How can I refer to Jesus as God when here it says He is a servant? There are numerous similar verses. Acts 17:31, for He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to everyone by raising him from the dead. Once again, he is described as a man, as a human.
He exists as a human being. Also, he possesses a divine nature. You can't presume his divinity from his human actions. His godliness is from his divine acts, such as forgiving sins. This is the difference. The two aspects are inseparable. Some say he is 100% human or 100% God. It achieves rate of 200%. Is there such a thing? No, it's illogical. He's both a human and a divine being.
How can God be both his own servant and his own master? These are contradictions. As you wanted in pre-verses, there's a part narrated by Moses. In Deuteronomy 5:6-10, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. Once again, I see there is only one God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Arabic expression for this is, La ilaha illallah. There's no other God but Allah. Only one God exists. What does Moses say? Hear, O Israel, for the Lord your God is one. Although Moses says in this verse, who you also accept as a prophet, that there is only one God, is it possible to believe in the Trinity conflicting Moses?
Yes, brother, only one God exists. We must see them as God's communication channels. Think as tools whom God chooses to speak through. It's like WhatsApp.
So you're saying he showed up in human form?
Yes.
However, look, Numbers 23:19 says, God is not human that he should lie, not a human being that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? According to the verse, God is not a man, so he cannot lie. You claim that he can also take human form?
Yes.
Doesn't that contradict the verse?
No, God is not a human being. I mean, he is not descended from Adam. Adam's children are sinful. That's why he came as a human being, and he has no father.
Isn't Jesus a human, though?
He is a human.
But it says God is not a human.
Brother, we're looking extremely old numbers.
But you said, I agree.
Okay, but it occurs later. God takes human form and appears as a baby.
Then the verse is contradicted again, because you claim that both are true.
Verse says God is not human, so he cannot lie. If we break it down, humans tell lies. So God does not lie as humans do. Similarly, Jesus does not lie as humans do.
But he is human?
Human, of course.
I couldn't understand much.
I get it. It's difficult. You need to examine it in pieces.
However, you continue to see God as a human being, despite the verse clearly saying God is not human? In Hosea 11:8-9, I will not carry out my fierce anger, nor will I devastate Ephraim again, for I am God and not a man. Again, it's said in the same way. So when I look at the old and new verses, I'm always at the same point. Always a single God is mentioned. Always states he is not a human being. When I read Jesus' words, he never said, I am God. Later on, people claimed Jesus is God or Son of God. Actually, they came up with a new idea. When I look at the verses about the final prophet's arrival, each verse relates to our last prophet, peace be upon him. In short, when I study the Bible, I constantly find an indisputable evidence that Islam is the truth.
No such thing. That's not how I see it. There is no such message.
I didn't limit with just one example. We've been talking for minutes, maybe 10 or more. We can keep going. I've done lots of research. We can find many parts confirming Islam. Even a scholar named Hosseini Sisri found 114 signs to Islam. 114, all recorded in his book. I can see from hundreds of examples, last religion is true and a prophet will come, so that we should proceed at this point. You're probably thinking differently. At least you will go deeper into research and questioning.
I'm always reading. Lately been busy with work. That's why I'm not prepared. I enjoy chatting.
About Islam or Hadith, feel free to ask us any questions. We are ready as a group. The main thing I'm saying is, as Muslims, we already love and believe Jesus as a prophet. We also believe in the original Bible and past prophets. So what's the difference? We believe in only one God and reject the Trinity concept. Also, the last prophet appeared with accurate info. If you want to continue research, we're here to talk about Islam.
Thanks. I believe it differs in its basics, but we'll chat again. I don't have a problem.
Pleased to meet you. Look after yourself.